Askal continues to transform into Cyborg. Julie and Darren know they have to get out of there before it's too late. Dude, we need to go. Julie yells, grabbing Darren's arm and pulling him towards the trees. But it's too late. Carl is now fully transformed, his body glowing with otherworldly energy. He raises a hand, and a blast of energy shoots out, sending Julie and Darren flying across the clearing. As they pick themselves up, they see Carl approaching them, his eyes still glowing red. He's not quite in control of himself, it seems, but he's determined to make them join him on this new path. Guys, come with me, he says, his voice low and menacing. We can be unstoppable. Julie and Darren exchange a desperate look. They know they have to get away from Carl, but where can they go? The forest seems to be closing in around them, the trees seeming to become living things. Suddenly, a figure emerges from the shadows. It's a woman with long, flowing hair and piercing green eyes. She's dressed in a flowing white robe, and she radiates an aura of calm and authority. I can help you, she says, her voice low and soothing. But you have to trust me, Julie and Darren look at each other uncertainly. Can they really trust this woman? But what choice do they have? The woman approaches Carl, her eyes locked on his glowing red gaze. She reaches out a hand and gently touches his forehead. Carl, you don't have to be this way, she says softly. You can still be human. Carl's grip on Julie and Darren relaxes slightly, and he looks at the woman with confusion. What do you mean? He asks, his voice still low and menacing. The woman smiles. I mean that you don't have to let your newfound powers consume you, she says. You can use them for good, not evil. Carl's eyes narrow, but the woman continues. Think about it, Carl. You've always been a bit of a wild card, never really fitting in with anyone. But with these new abilities, you could be so much more than that. You could be a hero. Carl's expression softens slightly at her words. He looks at Julie and Darren, who are watching him with a mixture of fear and hope. You're right, he says finally. I don't want to lose myself in this thing, the woman nods. Then let me help you control it. Let me show you how to use your powers for good. Carl hesitates, then nods. The woman leads him away from Julie and Darren, who are left alone in the clearing. Come on, she says over her shoulder. We have a lot of work to do. Julie and Darren look at each other uncertainly. They're not sure what to make of the sudden turn of events, but they know they need to get out of there as fast as possible. Let's go, Julie says finally. I don't like this one bit, Darren nods in agreement, and the two of them take off after the woman and Carl, who are now walking towards the trees. As they disappear into the forest, the clearing seems to fade away behind them, replaced by a sense of unease and uncertainty. What have they just gotten themselves into? Julie and Darren run through the forest. They can't shake off the feeling that something is wrong. The trees seem to be closing in around them, and the air is thick with an otherworldly energy. Guys, stop, a voice yells from behind them. They turn to see Carl and the woman running towards them, their faces set in determination. What's going on? Julie asks, his heart racing. The forest is changing, Carl replies, his eyes glowing with an intense light. A nuclear tornado storm is coming. We have to get out of here. Darren's eyes widen in terror. A what? That's a phenomenon that can only occur when the fabric of reality is torn apart, the woman explains. And it's heading straight for us. The ground begins to shake and tremble, and Julie and Darren stumble as the earth beneath them starts to crack. Build a boat. Carl yells. We have to build a boat. Julie and Darren stare at each other in confusion before looking around at the forest. The trees are now towering above them, their branches twisting and writhing like living vines. We're going to build a boat out of trees. Julie asks, his voice trembling with fear. The woman nods. We have no choice. We'll use the forest itself to construct a vessel that can withstand the storm. Carl begins to chant, his voice rising and falling in a rhythmic pattern. The trees around them start to move, their branches weaving together to form a massive wooden framework. We need more wood. Carl yells. Find us more wood. Julie and Darren look around frantically, searching for anything that can be used to reinforce the structure. They grab at random sticks and branches, tossing them into the growing framework. The woman joins in, her hands glowing with an ethereal light as she weaves the wooden slats together. The air is filled with the scent of sap and ozone as the forest itself begins to come alive. As they work, the storm draws closer. The sky turns a sickly shade of green, and the wind begins to howl like a chorus of banshees. We're almost there. Carl yells, his eyes blazing with determination. The framework takes shape, a massive wooden monolith that towers above them. Julie and Darren climb aboard, their hearts pounding in their chests. Just as they do, the storm hits. A blast of energy crashes down upon them, sending the boat careening through the forest like a toy on a string. Julie and Darren cling to each other, their screams lost in the cacophony of the storm. The woman's hands glow brighter, channeling the energy of the forest into the wooden vessel. They are going to make it out alive, but will they ever find a way back to civilization? Ira, a powerful sorceress who has lived for centuries, mastering the secrets of the forest and its ancient magic. She is a guardian of sorts, tasked with protecting the balance of nature and keeping the forces of chaos at bay. As the storm rages on, Iris stands tall, her eyes blazing with determination as she channels the energy of the forest into the wooden boat. Her powers are unlike anything Julie and Darren have ever seen before, a fusion of ancient magic and primal force that seems to bend reality itself to her will. But despite her impressive abilities, Iris is not invincible. She is a seeker, she is slowly losing her connection to the natural world. A darkness is spreading within her, corrupting her magic and threatening to destroy everything she holds dear. As the boat careens through the storm, Iris' powers begin to falter, her connection to the forest weakening with each passing moment. She knows that if she loses control completely, the consequences will be catastrophic not just for herself, but for the entire world. Julie and Darren are unaware of Iris' struggles, but they can sense something is amiss. They cling to each other, their screams lost in the howling wind as they hurtle through the storm. As the boat careens through the storm, Carl becomes separated from Ira and Julie and Darren. He finds himself alone, clinging to a tree branch as the winds howl and lightning crackles around him. But Carl is not one to give up easily. Using his own unique abilities, he begins to manipulate the forest itself, bending the trees and vines to his will. The branches of the nearby trees begin to writhe and twist, forming a makeshift shield around him.